जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे। Nithai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev. Kali Yuga Pavan Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Granth Rahasya Madhbhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya, Govindaya Namo Namaha. So Hare Krishna, this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 10, departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka, the last verse. Verse number 36. Tatra tatra ratrae. Tatra tatra tatrae. Harihi pratyudharanaha. Harihi pratyudharanaha. Shayam bheje disham pascha. Shayam bhije disham pascha gavisto gam gatasada gavisto gam gatasada tatra tatra sorry tatra tatra saha satrair Harihi pratyudharanaha Shama bheje disham pascha Gavisto gatam gatastada Gam gatastada Tatra tatraha tatrate Harihi pratyudharanaha Sham bheje disham pascha Kavisto gam gatastada Tatra tatra he tatrae Harihi pratyuttadhanaha Sham bheje disham pascha Ravisto tam gatam tasa. Tatra tatra hyatra tave. Harihi pratyuddha dharana. Shama bheje ritam paschal. Ravisto gam gatasada. Sayam bheje disham pascha Gavisto gam gatasada Mataji Tatra tatra At different places Ha It so happened Tatrae by local inhabitants. Hare, the personality of Godhead. Pratyutchatha, being offered presentations and worshipful regards. Chayam, the evening. Bheje, having overtaken. Disham, direction. Pashchat, western. Prativistaha, the sun in the sky. Gam, to the ocean. Gataha, having gone. Tada, at that time. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. On his journey through these provinces, he was welcomed, worshipped, and given various presentations. In the evening, in all places, the Lord suspended his journey to perform evening rites. This was regularly observed after sunset. Purport. It is said here that the Lord observed the religious principles regularly while he was on the journey. There are certain philosophical speculations that even the Lord is under the obligation of fruitive action. But actually this is not the case. He does not depend on the action of any good or bad work. Since the Lord is absolute, everything done by him is good for everyone. But when he descends on earth, he acts for the protection of the devotees and for the annihilation of the impious non-devotees. Although he has no obligatory duty, still he does everything so that others may follow. That is the way of factual teaching. One must act properly himself and teach the same to others. Otherwise, no one will accept one's blind teachings. He is himself the awarder of fruitful results. He is self-sufficient and that he acts according to the rulings of the revealed scriptures in order to teach us the process. If he does not do so, the common man may go wrong. But in the advanced stage, when one can understand the transcendental nature of the Lord, one does not try to imitate him. This is not possible. The Lord in human society does what is duty of everyone, but sometimes he does something extraordinary and not to be imitated by the living being. His acts of even prayer, as stated herein, must be followed by the living being. But it is not possible for him, his mountain lifting or dancing with gopis. One cannot imitate the sun, which can exhaust water even from the filthy place. The most powerful can do something which is all good. But our imitation of such acts will put us into endless difficulty. Therefore, in all actions, the experienced guide, the spiritual master, who is the manifested mercy of the Lord, should always be consulted, and the path of progress will be assured. Thus, and the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. Om Ajnana Tivirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumtam Mena Tassani Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savdhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana
गणा ललिता श्री विशाखानुतम च जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So herein what we are seeing is the Lord is on his way back to Dwarka, and this verse explains how the Lord used to follow all the principles laid down in the scriptures. So Shankaracharya, he has given one verse, Narayano Paro Avyaktar. What he explains that Lord Narayan is above all rules and regulations. Like Prabhupada here gives the example of the sun. Now what we see, the clouds, even the clouds, they are created by the sun, but the clouds, they can't cover the sun. So Prabhupada explains that we can't imitate the higher personalities. So in bygone days, in British, there was a saying, the king can do no wrong, because in those times, the king was considered to be the representative of the Lord. But now, with the degradation of that monarchy and the churches, so gradually now this point is not valid in British constitution. And also we see in material world, if there is a prison, so the jailer, the inmates, there is no same rules. So the jailer can come anytime to the prison house as and when he likes. Also we have traffics all around going in Bombay. Certain occasions what we see, these rules they don't apply for the firefighters, vehicles, ambulance, or some VIPs like that. So here Prabhupada has given a good number of points, so we'll try to go through the purport. So Prabhupada explains that Lord observed the religious principles regularly while he was on the journey. So in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna explains, Yaha Shastra Vidhim Usrijya Vartate Kama Kartaha Na sa siddhim apnoti, na sukham na param gatim. So Krishna explains, he who discards spiritual injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor supreme destination. So now here what we see, in material world there is a saying, walk your talk. Otherwise also often people they say, actions speak louder than words. So in our scriptures there are certain principles laid down. Like there is a Dinacharya, Ratri Charya, or Rutu Charya. So certain principles you have to follow throughout the day or in the night or during certain seasons. There are six seasons. But when it comes to rituals, there are 48 samskars mentioned in the scriptures. So if we see, there are certain samskaras, rituals, they are done in the morning and in the evening. Like Prabhupada gives the example of Agni Hotra, Panchashuna Yajna, then we have three sandhyas, then we have weekly, fortnightly, monthly, yearly. So these rituals, what we see now also, they are being followed in India. And if one doesn't follow that, then he's not following any rules and regulations. And Krishna explains, for such person, he neither attains perfection, happiness, nor supreme destination in his next life. That person is not going to get any good destination. And what we see while doing his Dwarka Leela, Krishna, what we see, one time Narad Muni he went when Krishna married 16,100 princess. So that time Narad Muni he was little curious to see how Krishna is passing his day, how he wanted to see the Dinacharya of Lord Krishna. So when Narad Muni he was going through different palaces, so what Narad Muni saw that Krishna is doing different activities in different palaces. So it is complete description is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto. So Narad Muni, wherever he went, he saw Krishna doing a different kind of activity. Somewhere he saw that Krishna has got up early morning when the roosters they make sound. So also Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, so the queens, they were feeling very sad when the roosters, they make sound. But Krishna, he woke up and he started doing meditation on the self. So because he wanted to give the example. So this way Narad Muni, wherever he went, what he saw, Krishna, one place he saw that Krishna is giving cows in charity. So now can anyone tell how many cows did Krishna give in charity every day from each palace? Anyone knows the exact figure? So, wrong. Anyone knows how many cows Krishna gave every day from his palace? Okay, from each palace, 13,054, 13054. So, this was just one question. Okay, now we'll come to the second point, what Prabhupada writes. Certain philosophical speculations that even Lord is under the obligation of fruitive action. So, again, this can be defeated. Here, what we see, material world, what Krishna explains, that in Bhagavad Gita again, Krishna explains 4.14, Na mam karmani limpanti, na me karma falespeha. Iti mam yobhi jananti, karma bhir na badyate. Krishna explains, there is no work that affects me, nor do I aspire for the fruitive actions. One who understands this truth about me also does not become entangled in the fruitive reactions of work. Also, Krishna explains in 9.9, Nacha mam tani karmani nibandanti dhananjaya. Krishna explains, O Dhananjaya, all this work cannot bind me. I am ever detached from all these material activities. It is as though neutral. So here what we see, what Prabhupada explains, that materialistic people, what they think, since Krishna, we have in this especially Mayavadi understanding, what they say, when Parabrahma, he takes the material form, he is also affected by the whatever material activities he does. But that doesn't apply, because in material world, they have different logics, tarko, pratistha, shutayo, bhindam. So, Madhvacharya, in his Mahabharata Tatpare Nirnaya, what he explains, that in this Musal Leela, Lord Krishna, in order to bewilder demons, and ensure that the word of his own devotees and of the brahmanas be maintained, created a body of material energy into which the arrow was shot. But the Lord's actual form was never touched by the arrow of Jara, who is actually the Lord's devotee, Bhrigumuni. The Jara was Bhrigumuni in his past life. So, some people they explain that Gandhari, she cursed the Lord. What she said, you could have averted this war, but this especially Mahabharata war, then what was the need for the Lord to kill his own men by this Musal Leela? But there what we see, what Krishna he saw, if he leaves the Yadus as they are, they will become more powerful and again he has to come to demolish them. So this way, we should understand, whenever the Lord he is doing certain act, what Prabhupada explains, that whatever he does is good for everyone. Prabhupada writes further, he does not depend on the actions of any good or bad work. Since the Lord is absolute, everything done by him is good for everyone. So again, Prabhupada explains in Bhagavad Gita, that in 9.8 Krishna explains, Prakritim sva avastabhya visrijam puna puna bhuta grama imam krishnam Avastam Prakritir Vashad. Krishna explains, the whole cosmic manifestation is under me, under my will, it's automatically manifested again and again, and under my will, it is annihilated again and again. So there are many verses in Bhagavad Gita wherein Krishna explains how this material world is put into rotation. Evam Chakra Pravartita. So what we see, for especially those who are in ignorance, this material world completely, it is a bewildering. Even in India, when the Britishers they bought railway, what the Indians, what they thought, the engine, they are, the horses are inside. And the horses they are running because of that train is going on. And even when this film pictures, when they started showing these pictures with the reel, what the Indians they thought, this must be some demon inside. That demon is showing this, something like that. Because that time they didn't know what the technology was, whatever it is. So, Prabhupada writes in one purport that Krishna's performing Ras Leela or Vrindavan Leela or even killing the demon, what Prabhupada explains, whatever is done by the Lord is for the beneficial for the devotees as well as for the demons. Because Krishna is well-wisher of everyone, samoham sarva bhuteshu. So if we see in that regard, everything Krishna does is perfectly done. So then Prabhupada explains, although he has no obligatory duty, still he does everything so that others may follow. So again Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita 3.23, yadi hya aham na varteyam jatu karmane atindriya mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvashah. Krishna explains, for even I ever fail to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, certain all men would follow my path. So again Krishna explains, if I did not perform prescribed duties, all these worlds would be put to ruination. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population and I would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings. So this way, what we see in material world, whenever Krishna comes, he comes to set certain example. So what we see, the pastime of Naranar and Rishi. So this pastime was performed by the Lord just to set an example. So one time Narad Muni, he went to Vaikuntha and he told the Lord, you are always relaxing and you are in the yoga nidra and everything is done by your creative energies. But certain times you should go and set the example so people, they can also perform their duties. So when Narad Muni spoke in this way, it is mentioned that the Lord, he came as Naranar and Rishi. So further Prabhupada explains, one must act properly himself and teach the same to others. Otherwise no one will act or one will accept one's blind teaching. So this is what is we should understand. Also in Bhagavad Gita explains, Krishna explains, yadeda ajrita sreshtas tat tat eve turojana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate. Krishna explains, whatever great actions men perform, common men follow, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, often he spoke, apani karimu bhakti bhava angikara, apani achari bhakti sikhaibu sabar. Also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, apani achari bhakti karena prachar. So we should understand, in material world, unless one sets a proper example, today people, they are following so many Mahajans. Prabhupada, he has quoted in one of his BTG, that I will come in the end. So Prabhupada explains, in today's material world, people are trying to look for an ideal hero. And they are trying to follow that hero. So one time Prabhupada, he told one story, that one time when Gandhiji was living, so one lady, she came to Gandhiji and she told, my son, he eats too many sweets. So why don't you tell him he should not eat? If he eats too much sweets, his teeth, they will get decayed. So Gandhiji said, okay. He called her son and he told, see, you should not eat sweets. But Gandhiji, he took 1 week time. So this lady was confused. So, see, this lady, when she came the next week, so that time Gandhi, he told this matter to that, her small boy. So she asked Gandhiji, why didn't you tell him this last week, this thing, why did you take 1 week? So that time he told, that time I was also eating sweets, but last 1 week I didn't eat sweets. So now I feel I have the right to speak certain thing. So also in material world we should know, unless we follow what we speak, the people will not take us very seriously. So Prabhupada further explains, in the advanced stage, here Prabhupada explains, one can understand the transcendental nature of the Lord, then one does not imitate. So when it comes to material world imitation, it is today's world, whatever you see, the fashion industry, in so many regards we can see, there is so much imitation going on. So, but when one comes to devotional service and ado shraddha tata sadhu tata bhajana kriya, so gradually one comes to the stage of brahma bhuta prasannatma. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains in the 18th chapter that one who is thus transcendentally situated, at once he realizes the supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. So this way, material world today, what is happening? There are so many multinational companies. What they are trying to do is they are trying to provoke you that you should enjoy this thing, you should have this thing. And this way, people, they are trying to boss over the material nature. In one sense, people, they don't understand how the things in material world, they are working. So Prabhupada explains, the Lord in human society does want that what is the duty of everyone, but sometimes he does something extraordinary and not to be imitated by the living being. So also in this regard, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Shreyan Swadharmo para Viguna Paradharma Swanistitaha Swadharme Nidanam Shreya Paradharmo Bhayavaha. Krishna explains it is far better to discharge one's prescribed duties, even though faulty, than another's duty done perfectly. Destruction in the course of performing one's own duty is better than engaging in another's duty, for to follow another's path is dangerous. So material world, often time we see, as I am speaking about that imitation. So there's one story. So oftentimes Puranas, they give us certain stories so that we can understand logically. So there's one story in one Puran. There was one farmer. He had a quite number of domestic animals. There was one bull, one horse, one cow, one donkey, one dog, and a cat. So except donkey, everyone was doing his job. So the donkey didn't have any job. So daytime he used to go to sleep. And nighttime he didn't get sleep. So oftentimes he used to look here and there. So one time what happened in the middle of the night, so some robbers were coming to the farmer's house to rob. So this donkey he happened to see. So he told the dog, now this is your time. Sriyan Swadharma, you should bark now. But the dog, what he said, see, I'm not getting even small farthing. So last few days I didn't eat anything. So I can't bark. So what that donkey, what he thought, okay, let me do his job. So this donkey, he started braying in the middle of the night. And this farmer, what he thought, why this stupid donkey is braying in the middle of the night? So he bought one nice stick and he gave nice beating to this donkey. So somehow the donkey cooled down. So when the farmer, he went inside house. So this dog, he woke up and he said, Shreyan Swadharma Viguna, Paradharma Bhayavaha. So I had similar experience while I was in Navy. So there was one medical assistant. So one time what happened? So he was curious about vehicles and driving. So we are also curious of so many things in the material world. So one time one army big vehicle, they are called Shaktiman. So one vehicle was parked in a garage. And the driver, somehow he forgot the key, ignition key was there. So this person, he was looking at everything. And all of a sudden, he put on the ignition switch and the vehicle was parked in the rear gear. So what happened? When the vehicle is in the rear gear, it will come back. So what happened? All of a sudden, there was a big noise. So the vehicle, it broke down the wall, back wall, and it came off and somehow it stopped. So all were horrified, and when they saw this fellow, he's sitting inside. So then he was taken to the office. Then there was a court martial, whatever it is. Material world, what we see, oftentimes we get the reaction for doing others' job. So it is better not to imitate others. Krishna, he has quoted two times this verse, Shreyan Swadharma. So Prabhupada writes, that one cannot imitate the sun, which can exhaust water even from filthy place. The most powerful can do something which is all good. But our imitation of such acts will put us into endless difficulty. So now, we don't know, since the creation, the sun, how much energy the sun gives each day, I don't know there is any scientist in this material world, he can calculate. But some scientists, they have calculated what they say, since the creation of mankind in this material world, we have not used even 1 minute energy. What the sun emits, 1 minute energy, that's heat. That we have not used even 1 minute so far since the creation of this humankind. Forget about our last 200 years, this scientific era. So even 1 minute energy, what Krishna gives, that we can't use. So Prabhupada explains that material world, more or less, people, they are very much curious to imitate others. Also Srimad Bhagavatam gives in 5 verses, Sukadeva Goswami explains about King Puranjan. How King Puranjan, he imitated his wife in all regards. From morning waking up until the night she used to go to sleep. So King Puranjan, he imitated whatever was done by his wife. Also we have the example of, there was one Paundraka. He is called Shrugal Vasudev. So this Paundraka also, one time he sent a letter to Krishna, better you stop imitating me. He said, I am the real Vasudev. I have manifested to this world to kill all the demons. So hearing all this, that Yadu, all the followers of Lord Krishna, they were in a big laughter. So material world, what we see, there are certain people, what they think, they are the doer. So prakriti kriyamanani guna karmani sarvacha ahankar vimudatma kartaham iti mannate. So Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, in one purport he writes, we should always consider the position of Ishwaras, or those who are actually control, who control the movements of the sun, moon or superiors. Without such power, one cannot imitate the Ishwaras, who are super powerful. Lord Shiva drank poison to the extent of swallowing the ocean. But if any common man tries to drink even a fragment of such poison, he will be killed. There are many pseudo devotees of Lord Shiva who want to indulge in smoking ganja, marijuana. So, similar intoxicating drugs, forgetting that so imitating the acts of Shiva, they will die in near. Similarly, there are some pseudo devotees of Lord Krishna who prefer to imitate the Lord in his Ras Leela. We have 12 upper sampradayas. There is one nice pastime of Shankaracharya. So one time Shankaracharya, he was on a morning walk and few of his followers, they were following him from behind. So when Shankaracharya, he came to one flower garland maker. So out of respect for Shankaracharya, he offered him one garland. So the followers, they said, yes, for us also one each. So somehow Shankaracharya, he kept quiet. Then he went to a juice vendor. So again, there, that juice vendor, he gave him a nice one full glass of juice. So this time, these guys also said, okay, hamare liye bhi ek ek glass. So now Shankaracharya was feeling little guilty. So these blind followers, they are following me very blindly, what to do? So then he went to the shop of a blacksmith. So there, that blacksmith, he was boiling that iron. So what Shankaracharya, he told, okay, give me one glass boiling iron, this juice. And what he told, also you give these fools, because they are trying to imitate me. And what happened, when he told like that, all they just ran away. So material world, Prabhupada, what he explains, that oftentimes, like one time Prabhupada, he was on a flight, and he saw that one Charlie Chaplin movie, and somehow his coat, it got torn off, and Charlie Chaplin, he went, he started dancing. And all others, what they saw, if you have a torn cloth, then you can dance very nicely. So all the crowd who were dancing, they also started dancing very whimsically. So one time there was one news long back, that in late 1920s, when Charlie Chaplin was still living, so that time there they made one show, imitation show of Charlie Chaplin, because he was so famous. People used to dress like Charlie Chaplin, walk like Charlie Chaplin, okay, whatever it is. So when they put on the show, so what Charlie Chaplin thought, okay, let me go and also in my own attire, he went in his, whatever he used to put on his dress. So in the selection, what they saw, Charlie Chaplin, he got the third position. Can you imagine? He got the third standing. So this is what is in the material world. Today, in material world, there is no dearth of Mahajans. In every way of life, there is a fashion industry. They are tearing off that new jeans pant and they are making so many holes. So that is the latest fashion. So one time in one newspaper, there was one cartoon two beggars, they were speaking amongst themselves. So what they said is, these modern people, they are worse than us. The other, he asked, why? Because they are tearing off new pant and they are putting on that. So what he said, this is a kind of a poverty. This one, in scripture it is mentioned that wearing all torn cloth shows that how much you are in a property. Poverty. So here, the Arlo Charlie Chaplin, that is a different issue. But in today's material world, what we see, in all kind of life, you'll see people are, they are trying to imitate the so-called Mahajans. So in 1944, Prabhupada, he wrote one BTG article. In that, Prabhupada explains about these different kinds of Mahajans. So I'll go through that. So Prabhupada explains what exactly is a Mahajan. Prabhupada explains, a broad-minded gentleman is known as Mahajan, Sadhu or Mahajan. Mahatma means broad. Atma means soul. The term Mahat is used from different angles of visions by materialist and transcendentalist respectively. Prabhupada explains, according to mundane materialist conditioned by the laws of nature, a person who can gratify the senses of such conditioned beings is known as Mahatma or Mahajan. So today we have this, your Bollywood and all. Then further Prabhupada explains, to a tradesman, the person who allows him credit for developing the business, he is accepted as Mahajan. We have this credit card companies giving, buy as much credit you can. Then further Prabhupada explains, two fruity workers who want to enjoy the result of his hard labor, a rishi like Jaimini, they are the Mahajan, who concludes the ultimate truth as karma. Then for religionists, who can promise all class of qualitative religious sentiments, they accept different mystics to be Mahajan. Then for the mystics, who consider meditation and concentration of the mind as the ultimate, so Prabhupada explains, rishis like Patanjali, they are their Mahajans. For dry speculators, Prabhupada explains, rishis like that pseudo Kapila is considered Mahajan. To impersonalist monists, rishis like Vaisishta, Durvasa, Dattatreya, they are their Mahajans. Then for the atheist, Prabhupada writes, who are guided by the animal qualities of passion and ignorance, physically powerful men like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Meghna, Jarasandha, Hitler, Mussolini, they are considered as their Mahajan. Then to the false teachers, Ekalavya, Karna, they are their Mahajans. Then to the effeminate persons, Prabhupada writes, the kings like Daksha, who begot children in thousands, they are their Mahajan. To the general mass of people suffering from insufficiency, persons who can open hospitals, arms, then different houses, they are considered to be Mahajans. Then further Prabhupada writes, to the atheist, who by his own inborn nature, worshipper of material nature, and is envious of personal Godhead Vishnu, dry philosophical speculators, material scientists, historians, mundane literatures, then sentimental poets, platform orators, social reformers, political leaders, etc. are their Mahajans. Then Prabhupada writes, to the self-deceitful person who considers that the science of devotional activities is monopolized by as a property of certain class, they are called Jata Goswamis, flesh and blood, professional and hired spiritual masters may be considered as their Mahajan. Then the pseudo-devotees, especially upper sampradayas, the imitators of transcendental feats of Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for them, these people, they may be the Mahajan. Prabhupada concludes, to the devotees, imitation of incarnation of God, that Vasudeva, mystical Putana, Trinavrat, Vatsa, Baka, Agha, Dhenuka, Kaliya, Pralamba, who were known as demons, and atheists like Charvaka, Paundraka, Shukracharya, Vena, so may be considered as Mahajan. And for foolish, half educated persons. Prabhupada writes, clever, self-styled Mahajans in garb of sadhu who cannot attract attention of his foolish followers may be enchanting, and flowery languages can also be accepted as Mahajan. But Prabhupada explains in the end, but all these different Mahajans or Mahatmas are rejected by the authorities, like scriptures, like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So we should understand. So, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains who are the real Mahatmas. Krishna explains, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita. Those who are situated in on transcendental platform, those who are always engaged in pure devotional service, they are the true Mahatmas. And what we see in India, there is no dearth of getting any kind of degree. Also in the Puranas there is a story that one time camel was getting married, and a donkey, he went to that marriage. So there is one verse, Ustarera Vyavishu Gardabena Pati Jayate. That one time, so when this, all of you know how the camel looks like, very difficult animal. So what happened, one poor donkey was there. So what he thought, so I have nothing to take for my dear friend, no gifts I can take, maybe I can glorify my friend. So what happened, while the reception was going on, all other animals, they were giving the gift, when the donkey's number came, so he said, Aho Rupam, Aho Rupam. So he said, what beautiful face you have. So hearing that the camel, he was thinking, so I should reciprocate in some good form. You scratch me, I scratch you. So he said, Aho Dhwani, Aho Dhwani. All of you know the braying of a donkey. So similarly, in this material world, we have so many clubs, Lions Club. If a real lion comes, what will happen to that Mr. Lion or Lioness? All of you know. So similarly, in honoring degrees, there are people. So they give degree Pandit. So there was one India, one person, he was given the title Gyani. Even he didn't know how to read. So he was given, another was given Pandit. So this way, material world, what we see, there are people, such kind of people. So what they are doing, they are just trying to imitate. And Prabhupada explains that it may cost person who is imitating this kind of things. Also, one time, there was one PC Sarkar senior. He was a magician. So he studied in West Bengal in a magic school. And at that same time, there was another Bhagwan who became God. After learning this magic, he became God. One person became a magician. So he was giving a show in Gurukul in Vrindavan. This was in late 77. So what happened after his show? Actually, what he did during the show, he took out one coin, 1 rupee coin from Prabhupada's ear. So all the children, they started laughing. So what Prabhupada, he said, I have a higher magic. I can do a magic that I can stop that birth and death. I can stop the cycle of birth and death. Do you have that magic? So this person, he said, no, Swamiji, I am just a mundane magician. So then he said, yes, I have one friend. He also, now he's trying to act like a god. So material world, what we see, people, they are trying to imitate God and so many other things. So Prabhupada explains, therefore in all actions, that one should be guided by experienced guide, the spiritual master, who is the manifest mercy of Lord, should always be consulted, and the path of progress will be assured. Prabhupada, he quotes Narottam Das Thakur in the Bhagavatam, one purport, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chittete Kariya Aikya. If we want to become saintly person, or if we want to return to our original Krishna consciousness, we must associate with Sadhu, a saintly person, a Shastra, authoritative literature, a Guru, a bona fide spiritual master. This is the real process. So, in material world, more or less today, you'll see in all kinds of life, from jewelry, even the food, synthetic scent, everything you will get imitation. There is no real truth in that. More or less, that blind following the blind. So what happens when blind follows the blind? So both of them fall in a ditch. So we should understand that. Prabhupada, one time he gave one analogy that Indians, they are lame, and the Westerners, they are blind. Although they have this high-tech technology, that today, you know, the technology has such a this thing edge, they can do anything and everything practically. So, but they don't have a proper guide. So Prabhupada often he said modern material civilization is like a headless civilization. So if you see a man headless, if you see a person without a head, you will become a horrified. So Prabhupada explains that this andha pangu nyaya. Andha pangu nyaya means that blind man, he can't make out his destination, and a lame man also he can't walk. But when they come together, the blind man, he can take the lame man on the back, on the shoulder, and the lame man, he can guide him properly. So oftentimes Prabhupada, he said, I'm not going to West to become westernized or to eat with a spoon or fork. So I'm going there to teach them. And Prabhupada, he said that this society, we are trying to make some brahmanas who can guide people on the real path of self-realization. And today, in many places, we can see some small changes taking place. So oftentimes, Prabhupada, he said, even if we make 1 or 2% people Krishna conscious, so that is the biggest result we'll reap. Even just by making 1% or 2% people. So that's why in the initial days, what we see, Prabhupada, he used to send devotees for just Harinam. In the beginning days, there were no books. And that time, devotees, they used to do Harinam practically 10 to 12 hours. From morning, late afternoon, from again evening, late evening, they used to do Harinam. And there is one lecture wherein Prabhupada mentions that it doesn't matter whether they understand the meaning or not of what you are doing. And that is especially Harinam. So the mantra will act like fire. Even a small child, if it puts the hand in the fire will not forgive. It will act. So similarly, we should keep doing our duty. We should follow what are the guidelines given in the scripture. So if this way we follow the scriptures, so gradually there is a chance that people, one day they will come to know what they are doing is wrong. So in late 1970s, because, you know, this Hollywood, they do so many fiction movies. So there was one movie made by this Hollywood industry. And this movie, it became a big and a very famous. There was one novel written by a person. There was one scientist. So this scientist, what he did, he was also curious. And he was also imitator. So what he did, he wanted to make a dead man alive. So what he did, so he went to one graveyard and he dug one dead body and he brought it to his laboratory. And he was experimenting on that body. He was putting different chips, ICs and all. So it took some time for him. So this way what happened? So one day he got successful. So we should understand that we get Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. So Krishna is looking for everyone's endeavor. So Krishna, oftentimes he gives success to all, from demons to devotees. So what happened? So in the middle of the night, when the scientist was off duty, so this dead body, it came to life. And this body was so huge, that person, he made this body, such a huge body. It was like four-story building. And he started walking outside and he started smashing everything. practically he started smashing buildings and he started uprooting all the bridges. So this way he was harming, and all the police army, they couldn't do everything, nothing they could do. So this way he was on the verge of destroying everything. So today, material world, what we see, there are people, different kinds of mafias are there. So they have their own self-interest. They are acting in on their own interest. That we should understand. So these people, they are acting in their own interest. They are only interested in money making. And they want that people, they should always, they should be suffering. That is what is happening in the material world in today's. And that we can see what is happening around the world. So we can take so many lessons in the material world. So here, Prabhupada basically explains that we cannot imitate the Supreme Lord. Also, we have our acharyas, Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami. If we imitate them, what Prabhupada writes, like the austerities done by Raghunath Das Goswami, they are like lines on the stone. We can't just live by drinking one cup of buttermilk. Neither we can imitate doing 198 rounds every day. Impractical. So Prabhupada has given us all the best formula. So if we understand the scriptures and we follow the authority. So Prabhupada, he concludes here. Basically, he writes that we should follow the authority. And if we follow the authority, Prabhupada writes that therefore in all actions, the experienced guide, the spiritual master, who is the manifest mercy of the Lord, should always be consulted, and the path of progress will be assured. So, no, it doesn't matter. Even there is a saying, even if one becomes the king to the entire nation, still one is a son to the father. So, in that same way, so we should never think that, okay, now I have perfected myself. Like in the Mayavadis, there is a saying that when you climb the ladder, there is no need of a ladder. You can kick out the ladder. So this Mayavadis, what they do? First they take the shelter of a guru. Then what they think is, now I don't need a guru. There is a saying, one mantra is there. When they become sannyasis, what they say? Danda dharena matra narayanam bhavati. Just by holding that danda, what they feel, now I have become Narayana. I am as good as a Narayana. So that is the foolishness. That is a foolish imitation. Material world, this way the people are suffering because they are following the imitators or those who are giving us blind check or those who are giving us the blind promise. Achhe din aane wale hai. I don't know when that good days will come. So in materialistic sense, what we see, you are given so many dangling carrots. So also, there is one story, like there was a farmer, he was having one donkey, he was a stubborn. Sometimes that farmer used to dangle one carrot, just to make the donkey move. So today, what we see material world, all these imitating people, so they are dangling so many carrots. Nowadays, you will get loan, as much loan you want. Recently I saw one hoarding, that too in a village, 1.5 crore rupees for education. Can you imagine? And there is a health insurance in crores. So this is all cheating. So we should not get carried away by the imitators. So my grandmother, she used to say in the Hindi, bolne wala bol gaya to sunne wala chatur hona. So even someone tells something in mundane sense, so we should not take it for granted. So I'll conclude here. So if somebody has some comment or questions, I'll take, just we have 2 minutes time. So any question, any comment? So Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Swaroopat ki. Hari Bol.
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण।